This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Nobody told me. How come nobody told me this? There's supposed to be an asteroid or a meteor or something that's supposed to be flying by the Earth in 10 years. They say we should be good. But I'm hearing that the NASA chief has warned us to take the threat of a meteor crashing into the Earth much more seriously. Why didn't I hear about this? I'm not taking it seriously because I'm not being told about it. I'm kind of the mind that no one's going to tell us anyway right before it's going to happen, just like Armageddon. Bruce Willis, right, and Steve Buscemi were like the only ones who found out about it. Owen Wilson. But I'm reading here from Business Insider that NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine called on people to take the threat of a meteor crashing into the Earth seriously. Not a meat eater. Yeah, trust me. Okay, most public officials do not like how much meat we eat. We're talking about meteor. Meteor. A meat eater. All right. Anyway, we have to make sure that people understand that this is not about Hollywood. It's not about movies, Bridenstine told a conference. He noted that a meteor exploded over central Russia in 2013, damaging thousands of buildings and injuring more than 1,400 people. Yeah, that was some scary stuff. And NASA's administrator said, we can be at risk of a meteor crashing into the Earth, and that risk is bigger than we think. Now, did you guys know that they kind of did a test run? Now, we'll talk about that. Bridenstine said that in February 2013, a meteor measuring 20 meters, about 65 feet in diameter, and traveling 40,000 miles per hour, entered the Earth's atmosphere and exploded over Chelyabinsk in central Russia. Tons of small pieces broke and fell. There was fireball, loud blast, damaged buildings. The meteor's explosion had 30 times the energy of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. And how many people got injured? 1,400. Many hit by flying glass. He said, I wish I could tell you that these events are exceptionally unique, but they are not. He said that NASA's modeling has found that such events will take place about once every 60 years. He added that on the same day of the Chelyabinsk meteor explosion, another large asteroid came within 17,000 miles of Earth, but narrowly missed. Now, some of you guys are like, 17,000 miles? That's like going to Disneyland times 100. No. In meteor terms, for them to just change trajectory, I don't really get space. I don't like space. I don't like anything to do with space, but it scares me because they do some weird stuff in space. And that's just too close. So now, what was this test run they did? So, I believe this happened. I thought this happened. They designed this in March. And they did this exercise in which scientists discovered how an asteroid could impact the Earth. It was a fictional but realistic scenario. Fully fleshed out so scientists, engineers, policymakers, and emergency management experts could work through the questions and concerns. And I thought they did this at a conference yesterday. And I guess it simulates December 30, 2021, in the exercise. And it's a mission that, where an asteroid impacts Earth around Denver, Colorado. Now, we don't want to lose the Mile High City, but Denver, Colorado was kind of high up, right, with its elevation, so it might be hit first, who knows? And they say this reconnaissance data would mean humans have a little more than 5 years to execute missions to avert catastrophe. Turns out that it's very difficult to knock an asteroid out onto a new trajectory. So the key is to slow a space rock down or speed it up such that it reaches the trouble point in its orbit before or after the Earth has been there. So if you can't change the trajectory, can you slow it down such that the Earth will have passed, you know, have that time to pass its orbit before the asteroid gets to where it needs to? Can you slow other things down? So they say on the timeline, the scenario was investigating, with 8 years between discovery and impact, planetary defense experts have two potential approaches. They say a kinetic impactor basically acts as a stumbling block, put a large spacecraft in the asteroid's path, the asteroid hits it and slows down just a little. If your impactor is large enough and catches the asteroid with lots of time to spare, you can delay the asteroid enough that it misses the disastrous alleged 2027 collision with the Earth. Now remember, that this is fake. We're not saying where there's going to be something in 10 years. This is their scenario. But there's a glitch. They say in the hypothetical scenario, humans would need to slow the asteroid down a lot, much more to save themselves than if they tried to speed it up. They're not sure of the asteroid's mass or the size. So humans might need to have three separate stumbling blocks. And since NASA likes to do everything in two, according to the Armageddon movie, multiply that by 2.5, 6. They said those spacecraft would have to launch around 2023 in order for Earth, for them to be ready to protect Earth. And then there's a second type of mitigation mission where you detonate a nuclear explosion above the surface of the asteroid, very similar to Armageddon, causing part of its surface to vaporize and the remainder of the space rock to recoil. They say this approach is more adaptable to many questions scientists have about the hypothetical asteroid, and the effect of a specific explosive device can be turned on, detonate closer to the asteroid in the blast, etc., detonate farther away, and the effect could be more gentle. So if you also, you know, blast off part of its, you know, soil or rock, you make it lighter. And then if you make it lighter, it may go faster, and then you miss before Earth comes. So good for NASA, because this scares the hell out of me. But can somebody please let us know that you're thinking an asteroid's coming to us? Or a meat eater? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to apologize. I'm taken back. There's this video that's on my screen right now of hospital staff dropping a newborn, dropping a baby. And the child had a brain hemorrhage. This is some crazy stuff. Arizona parents are demanding answers after sharing an upsetting video that apparently shows hospital staff dropping one of the premature twin daughters just moments after her birth. Now, mind you, premature babies many times can have brain hemorrhages because of the thinness of tissues during the birth canal. So it's not 100% that that's what happened, but it sure is kind of a shocking video. Monique and Derek Rogers of Chandler, Arizona, welcome their twins Morgan and Madison ahead of schedule on Valentine's Day at Chandler Regional Medical Center. Just days later, Morgan, who was born underweight because she was premature, suffered a brain hemorrhage on the left side of her brain. And they want to know if it was caused by the doctor who seemed to have dropped the child onto the hospital bassinet. Now I'm looking, and the baby looks like was dropped on her right. I mean, the baby was dropped. I don't know how the baby dropped about half a foot. Now, if the baby was dropped and hit the right side of the head, you still could have a counter coup bleed on the left. And you lose grips. Now, I mean, have I almost dropped a baby? Of course I've almost dropped a baby. You know, babies are slimy, they're slippery, you have to wear gloves. You're not allowed to not wear gloves. So your gloves are, if they're latex or nitrile, these look like nitrile gloves. It could be very, very slippery when gooey. But oh, my God, it looked painful. And the bassinet, of course, is like plastic because, you know, it weighs them and all that. So in the cell phone video, the father was recording it because that's his newborn. But then he put it on Facebook. And you see the little baby crying infant narrowly avoiding to fall on the floor while the team of hospital workers are trying to clean him. Sometimes when you have too many people in the way, it's bad. So the baby was saved by another staffer, snatches her from midair after the doctor loses grip. The entire episode lasts a few seconds, and the video has been all over Facebook now, and the father said he saw what happened. He was enraged, confronted the doctor, who said he let the daughter slip out of his hand. I told him, "You dropped my baby." He had like a nonchalant look on his face, and I showed him the video, and he had nothing to say after that. So the baby remained in the hospital NICU for about the neonatal ICU for about 12 days post-delivery, because she had only weighed 3 pounds, 4 ounces. On the fifth day of her hospital stay, a head ultrasound was performed on the infant. And they got the results 6 weeks later, saying that there was a grade 1 germinal matrix hemorrhage or small bleed in her brain. So my guess is there's going to be some sort of a lawsuit now. And they said they have to wait till August to take their daughter to a neurologist for an evaluation. Now, the hospital is not going to comment, or is, you know, obviously because of, you know, privacy laws, etc. But the medical team at Dignity Health Chandler Regional Medical Center said the safety of our patients and families is always a top concern. Now, we had a caller in the last hour talking about hospital protocols and safety of patients. And, you know, there's this expectation, and appropriately so, that nothing's going to go wrong when you are in a hospital. You have trained staff that know exactly what to do. They know how to make sure you don't fall. They know how to make sure a baby doesn't fall. They know how to prevent infection, how to prevent bad things from happening, medication overdoses, wrong medications, contaminated needles. And there are protocols in place. Okay? I mean, hospitals have the protocol. You can have the best hospital administrator, the best CEO, the best COO, the best CMO. You can have all these protocols in place. But what everybody keeps on forgetting is we're human. Not that I want us replaced by robots or anything like that. Trust me, a robot can drop you just as much as a human can. But hospitals are like any other industry, right? Or facility in an industry, all right? They, you know, there are other things that can happen that's beyond our grasp. When my son came out, when I gave birth, my husband said that my doctor almost dropped him. I wasn't going to blame her. It just, I mean, that final push, it was like a football, and she caught him like a football. And he started to slip, but she got him. And babies fall out. I mean, you used to give birth standing and crouching. And, you know, hopefully somebody would be there to catch you, but babies have fallen for years. It's not the safest thing. I mean, we don't want that to happen. It could be very, very dangerous, but it's natural. Babies will fall. You know, when you give birth, you're at the edge of the table. You're not on a table. Sometimes, you know, in an emergency, if the baby's coming, I don't have time to move you to a bed where we could break it down. I would just deliver you right there on the cot or on the gurney. You know, we do what we can. The baby's going to come out. The baby's going to come out. The gurney was kind of nice because the baby can't fall. When the baby comes out, if it's slippery and whatever, it's going to, you know, it's going to plop right there on the gurney. So we're only talking a couple inches. Not the biggest deal. But usually in delivery, you're in the lithotomy position where your legs are up in stirrups, or you have to hold your legs, knees to the chest, to get that baby out. When you do that, it shortens the pelvic canal. And the doctor has to stand there. And it's open. And you're probably 3 feet to 4 feet off the ground because you have to be at doctor waist height. And so it's very easy for a baby to fall. Now, we don't have mattresses or things like that there because usually the doctors catch him. Sometimes we have buckets that are there because there's a lot of blood and meconium and things like that. So sometimes, you know, that bucket could also help. But I've never dropped a baby. But does it get slippery? Yeah, it happens. You know, and so we have a caller that called in last hour saying that she had gotten C. diff 3 times. I don't know if it's because she carries it, and so she was just unlucky for it to regrow, or if, you know, she had acquired it that many times. But, you know, keep in mind, just because you're in a hospital, and it looks clean, you know, and all the sheets are white, and the walls are white, and everybody's wearing masks and gloves and all that, you know, like, oh, it's clean, so I could sneeze, and nothing's going to happen to my boogers, or I could whatever. No. You know, I mean, you know, we try to keep it clean and there's a clean look to it and we do our best, but it's not sterile. Hospitals aren't sterile. Even the operating room isn't sterile. They try to keep it clean. They have filtration, et cetera. But we still have to sterilize you before we do anything. So I feel bad for the parents. True, the child could have already had a bleed to the brain, but when you see this fall, you're like, whoa. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some people are really, really sick of baggage fees. And a woman decided to wear about 9 pounds of clothes in an effort to avoid paying extra baggage fees. According to Inside Edition, when officials at an airport in England told Natalie Wynne that her bag was too heavy, she decided to put on 7 dresses, 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of shorts, a skirt, and a sweater. She said it worked. It definitely worked. Normally, I check the weight of the baggage, but I did the online check-in for me and my friend. But we got to the counter, and they just stopped me. The fee would have cost her $85. So instead, she decided to wear the clothes. Now, I tried that because wearing, you know, bringing your bag, bringing like a carry-on now, a lot of these, oh, gosh, you know what trick these airlines are doing? You go online, and you get the cheaper rate. And then they go, oh, you know what? You can't pick your seat. You have to pay more for that. So we're going to assign you. And we'll split up the family and everything. So you're almost blackmailed into paying more. I've caught Delta. I've caught American. I've caught now. I think that's a trick they all do. This is your rate. It's going to be a $520 round trip, but you don't get to pick your seat. So if you don't want to sit in the middle or sit away from your kids, you have to pay extra. How you get your seat is you got to check in a day or two before. And you have to hope to high heaven that all the seats are going to be together. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's bad. And, you know, nobody really fights back. They say airlines across the world earned $28 billion in revenue from baggage fees in 2018. That's up from $110,000. The Car Trawler Global Estimate Baggage Fee Revenue Report said that it went up 3.2%. These companies know how to make money. I don't feel sorry for them one bit. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hunter. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy is still going strong in April as the economy added 260,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also fell to a 49-year low of 3.6%. Vice President Mike Pence on the economy.
You know, what people are witnessing is that the agenda that President Trump ran on and that we've been delivering on over the last 2 years is working for every American.
President Trump says the U.S. is fully behind the people of Venezuela. Speaking at the White House yesterday, President Trump condemned the brutal regime of Nicolas Maduro. He also spoke about the situation on Fox News.
What's happening in Venezuela, said, when you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it. And now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
The president did not rule out military intervention as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureuriva.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So stop washing your raw chicken. Health officials are like, if you're going to cook a chicken, just stop washing it. Because when you wash your chicken, you are splattering salmonella and other harmful bacteria all over the place. Now, this was a tweet sent out April 26th by the CDC. And it linked to a series of steps that can help eliminate the chances of food poisoning while cooking at home. Apparently, the CDC said Americans eat more chicken every year than any other meat. Chicken can be a nutritious choice, but raw chicken is contaminated with Campylobacter bacteria and sometimes Salmonella and Clostridium perfringens. If you want undercooked chicken, if you want, oh, that's a typo. My guess is they say it if you wash. If you wash undercooked chicken or other foods or beverages contaminated by raw chicken or its juices, you could get a foodborne illness, which is also called food poisoning. So the agency recommends placing raw chicken in a disposable bag before placing the shopping cart or refrigerator, washing hands with soapy water after handling it, using a separate cutting board to handle it, and never placing cooked food or fresh produce on the same surface as uncooked chicken. They also suggest using a food thermometer to ensure the chicken is cooked, and in bold, the CDC advised against washing it. They said chicken juices can spread in the kitchen and contaminate other foods, utensils, and countertops. And why are you washing the chicken? Well, we're trying to clean it. You're not going to, they say. There's probably, I wash the chicken, and in Judaism, sometimes to make a kosher, we will soak it. Because we got to get rid of the blood. We're not supposed to eat the blood of animals. So you soak it and you put some salt. And it's supposed to, with the osmolality, bring out the blood. And so we do that, but we don't wash it. We have a bowl, and we stick the chicken in the bowl. And then we take the chicken and we cook it. But it's still dirty. So they just don't want us washing and splattering all over the place. If you're under 5, over 65, have a weakened immune system, if you're pregnant, you could really get sick badly. And so symptoms of food poisoning could be fevers over 102 degrees, diarrhea that lasts more than 3 days, blood in the stool, prolonged vomiting. There's a whole variety of things. You can even get rash. So you got to be careful with your raw chicken. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, Ebola. They say Ebola deaths in Congo's latest outbreak are expected to exceed 1,000 in number by today, according to the World Health Organization. Healthcare workers are continuing to try to fight the virus spread while, taking cover as they're being attacked. Now, the outbreak that was declared in the eastern Congo started back in August. It's already the second deadliest in history, and efforts to control it have been complicated by a volatile security situation and deep community mistrust. We've talked about this. And Ebola treatment centers are under repeated attack. They say a Cameroonian epidemiologist working with the World Health Organization was killed last month during an assault on a hospital in Butembo, which is the city at the outbreak's epicenter. Then another attack on Thursday in Butembo luckily was repelled. And, workers out there are like, can we get some more protection here? So insecurity has become a major impediment to ensure that we have access, that we can access, engage with, and serve communities we wish to serve in Ebola control. There has been 119 attacks, 119 that have been recorded. We're not talking Ebola cases. These are the attacks on the facilities or the workers trying to fight the Ebola. They didn't have that with the last Ebola epidemic. 42 of them directly against health facilities. 85 health workers have either been wounded or killed. How many people you think are now going to sign up to go over there? Dozens of rebel groups operate in the region. Community rejection of health workers also is going on, either driven by political rivalries or people like, just everybody stay away from me. So Dr. Ryan, who is the Mike Ryan, the World Health Organization Emergencies Chief, said every time we manage to regain control over the virus and contain the spread, we have suffered major, major security events. We are anticipating a scenario of continued intense transmission. So the death toll from Ebola was about 994 at the start of today, so they think it's going to hit the 1,000 mark by day's end. That's according to the Congo's health ministry. We're waiting for them to release their figures. Now, as you know, that's about 1/11th of what we saw in the 2014 to 2016 outbreak. So luckily it's not as severe, but it's still one of the most. And the World Health Organization has maintained that this Ebola outbreak is geographically contained, even though the number of cases rises in a dense, highly mobile population. The problem is we've had people that have fled the area. They say more than 109,000 people have received an experimental vaccine. It is effective. right? And they say authorities are potentially looking at introducing another one. Now, they need money. $54 million they're asking for more help from the world. So I was on Michael Harrison's show, and which is going to air this weekend, talking about Ebola. And I actually told him I was optimistic. You know, I don't think this is going to be as bad as the one from a couple years ago. You know, luckily we're 9 months in, and we're only at 1,000, as opposed to, you know, them after 2 years being at 11,000. The only thing is when you can't really judge in terms of numbers, because it's not linear, it could be exponential. You know, you have five or six people could infect thousands, you know, if they're not vaccinated, if they're not contained, you know, if they're not, they're not quarantined. So the potential is there, but I'm optimistic that we have now all hands on deck, because the last thing we want is another Ebola epidemic. And if you guys just notice, it's just virus after virus. A lot of these epidemics are viral. Yes, bacteria could be nasty. We're looking at, you know, gonorrhea and super gonorrhea and C. diff and Enterobacter. So we do have some nasty bugs. But luckily, a lot of the antibiotics, you know, still, for the most part, work. You know, even though we're worried about antibiotic resistance to superbugs. But the viruses always seem to be tricky. Now, we're pretty smart at coming up with vaccines against viruses. We've been doing the flu shot virus. We've been doing these vaccines. Or we've done the flu shot, the vaccine. We've been doing an Ebola vaccine. You know, we've been pretty on it, you know, and robust when it comes to our efforts to try to prevent virus spread. And we're going to be talking about HIV in a second here. But the viruses are the most tricky, as they could be the most mutatable. And we talked about HIV being one of the smartest viruses out there, you know, finding the one cell that could fight it to turn around and being the workhorse to make more. And there's a new therapy where in one study, they found no new cases of transmission when one partner with HIV took a retroviral therapy and had sex with his HIV negative partner. And this is a study that looks like that they may have effective drugs, really, really, you know, effective drugs that could possibly slow down the transmission from an HIV infected individual to a non-infected individual. And being able to suppress the HIV virus, which is one of the trickiest viruses, means we might be on the right track to fight a lot of viruses. They said earlier studies showed the drugs protected heterosexual couples in which one partner was HIV positive. The latest research completes the picture. When you have two homosexual partners and one HIV negative, one HIV positive. Still considerable work, but wow. So the AIDS epidemic is still there. People think, well, you know, we are talking about the AIDS epidemic. We still have an epidemic. You know, it might not be in America, it may be in other countries. But eliminating HIV transmission is still on the forefront of everyone's mind and health. So even Trump requested money, you know, to still fight HIV. So don't turn your back on HIV. It's still out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The song. It's my bumper for years. Kind of Saturday night. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
So a type of breast implant linked to a rare cancer, an anaplastic lymphoma, can still be sold in the United States, even though it's been banned in many other countries, according to the FDA. The implants are textured, a little bit of a slightly roughened surface, as opposed to a smooth covering. And they've been associated with a cancer of the immune cell called anaplastic large cell lymphoma. The vast majority of the cases have occurred in women with the textured implants, mainly those made by Allergan. But the FDA said that the risk was increased, even though it was increased, was still low. And there was not enough data to justify banning the implants. It also said that in some patients with lymphoma, the type of implant was not known. So they can't rule out if it's just the texture, it could also be smooth. Dr. Mark Clemens, a plastic surgeon and expert on the lymphoma at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, said the disease was linked exclusively to textured implants. He said there were no known cases of the lymphoma anywhere in the world in a woman who had only smooth implants. Some cases had occurred in women with smooth implants, but they had previously had textured ones that got swapped out for the smooth. He said the FDA is erring on the side of being conservative. Worldwide, there have been more than 600 cases of lymphoma, about 20 deaths. In the United States, there were 265 reported cases. About 10 million women around the world have implants, which are used for cosmetic breast enlargement, and some will have reconstruction after mastectomy for breast cancer. Only 10% of the implants used in the United States are textured, but in other countries, the figure can be as high as 80%. Why the textured? Sometimes they found that the textured just don't tent as much. You know, it's interesting. I haven't done plastic surgery training since medical school, so in the 90s. And when we were looking at saline implants versus silicone implants, the cosmetic surgeons all unanimously agreed that the silicone implants were technically better implants. And in the 90s, you know, silicone was getting a lot of flack for, you know, causing autoimmune disease and being more dangerous than saline. But the truth of the matter is they cosmetically seem to have less issues in terms of tenting and rejection and scarring. Tenting meaning having scar tissue try to wrap around it and then pull it in one direction or another. And so these textured silicone implants, or saline, whatever, seem to take better for some people and might give a better cosmetic result. You know, a lot of people kind of gawk at people needing cosmetic surgery and doing that and enhancing themselves. You know, I had some cosmetic surgery. I didn't have implants, but I told you guys, you know, I had great boobies, really perky, and, you know, I looked good. Then I had kids and I breastfed. And then I didn't even guess that my body would become so warped. And people would say, well, who cares? You don't have to really look good. You know, you're married, you got kids. The problem is it really seemed to me like a disability. You know, they wouldn't fit right in sports bras. They were even, but they were just really, really, like, I don't know, droopy and flat and weird. And, you know, and for me, it just, I just found them to be an impedance to me working out and running and being active and doing things, etc. And so I had a lift. And with a lift, what you do is you take out the extra skin and you tighten things up and you just lift the breast. So I didn't have to have an implant. A lot of women need an implant when they lose their breast volume and they become flat like pancakes. I still had plenty of volume. It's just they were flat. And so I had a lift. It's called a mastopexy. And I've been so happy with it. You know, yeah, as you age, you know, the mastopexy only lasts so long. The cosmetic surgeon was very, very conservative with, you know, telling me how, you know, long he thinks it's going to last. And, of course, he's not a fortune teller. But it was very frustrating for me to have to turn to, you know, the knife. It was very frustrating. I didn't want to. I didn't want to have a surgery I didn't need. And I understand why women choose that. I understand why women will say, look, I need, you know, these are things I want. Because when you have something that's a part of your body and then you lose it,
you do go through a loss. Now, I didn't go through depression or anything like that, but you just don't seem right. You don't feel right. And so a lot of people need that, you know, need that normalcy. So, you know, do I think these implants cause cancer? I think some need a black box warning. The FDA may consider that. I think more research has to be done. But in medicine, they do have to be conservative. They can't just jump on, you know, the bandwagon saying, oh, this causes this, this causes this. They have to be really, really careful. Because if they don't, then unfortunately you have then misinformation. Nobody in medicine wants to be accused of fake news. And so if the FDA decides to come out and say, sorry, guys, we are going to, you know, ban this and that, then they need to really have good reason. I mean, they have to really back it up. And if they don't, they could be in a lot of trouble. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an eye doctor warning people to not wear contacts when you sleep. Dr. Patrick Vollmer, an optometrist at Vita Eye Clinic in Shelby, North Carolina, shared graphic images of a patient who they recently treated, who developed a Pseudomonas ulcer. Pseudomonas is bacteria that like wet environments after sleeping in his contact lens. And they used a fluorescein stain, which is why it looks green, to see where the ulcer could be. And it like looks like took up most of the front cornea. And the patients will tell him that they sleep in their contacts all the time and never had a problem. But this bacteria tells a different story. He was referred a case from a nearby urgent care of a patient whose eye was infected with the bacteria Pseudomonas. And I'm looking, and it is bad. You can tell that the person probably almost went blind. Now, Pseudomonas can cause ocular morbidity, meaning, you know, pathology and bad things happening to the eye. And they're very opportunistic. They'll take advantage of a scenario very, very easily. And so this Facebook post went viral, over 300,000 shares, and they say the bacteria explosively eats away at the patient's cornea in a matter of days, leaving a soupy white necrosis dead tissue in its wake. And they say the infection is typically the result of a bacteria that's in the environment, but they like to take advantage if you're hospitalized, if you have a weakened immune system, or wet. And we see Pseudomonas in water, swimming pools, etc. Now, a lot of people drink or go to sleep with their contact lenses, and they don't understand why it's a big deal. Well, the CDC says sleeping in any type of contact lens could increase your risk 6 to 8 times of getting a corneal infection, and the cornea is the outermost layer of the eye. And you could get something called microbial keratitis. 1 out of 10,000 people who sleep overnight in their contact lenses in an average year, 18 to 20 infections could occur. And in this woman, it only took 36 hours for her little corneal ulcer to go from small to massive. So we numb up the eye, and then we use a fluorescein dye. It's like a little tiny paper tab that we kind of stick in your eye tears just by going down near your lid. And then it stings the eye, and then we look with a woods lamp. And we could also use a woods lamp to look for scorpions. Kind of a fluorescent light, and that's how we're able to see the ulcer. So she's going to need a crap load of antibiotics. He said it's the fourth case of Pseudomonas he's seen this year. So, people, I know you like your contacts, but not worth it. Not worth it at all. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.